You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is happening? And welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, March the 21st, and back in action tonight out west. This is your boy Matt Shook, a sports writer here in Detroit City, covering the NBA for the Associated Press and the Detroit News, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast. Thanks for spreading the word to all you guys out there as well. Today, we're going to be previewing tonight's game against the Phoenix Suns in the land of the rising sun out there in Arizona. We're also going to give you some of the players to watch in the NCAA tournament that the Pistons could be looking at in the middle of the first round of the upcoming NBA draft. Also want to pass along a couple second-round sleepers from the tournament to keep your eyes on as well. And what the hell, I'll just give out my final four and picks for the tournament at the very end so you can turn it off if you don't care. If you're tired of hearing about everybody's final four, I don't know, it feels like a little bit less buzz about the NCAA tournament maybe than prior years. I think Zion's kind of a brand on his own, but maybe it's just me. I just feel like maybe there's not a lot of excitement, despite the fact that here in Michigan we've got two seeds that have legitimate chances for final four runs of their own or possibly even win a championship. So a lot to be excited for, but maybe I'm just not hearing quite as much as I normally do. But anyway, give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also, the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook. Give us a like there at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. But the Pistons back in action tonight, taking on the Phoenix Suns for a 10 o'clock tip. The first of three games in four nights out west for the Pistons, who just had two days off in between games for the last time this season. Pistons got to get this one as the road is tough ahead for the next three with Portland, Golden State, and Denver closing out this West Coast trip. Just 12 games remaining on the Pistons' 82-game slate this year. The Pistons got some bad news from some other games on Wednesday night. Miami beat the red-hot San Antonio Spurs on the road, and Orlando killed the New Orleans Pelicans. So the lead is now just a half game over the Brooklyn Nets for the Pistons, who still sit in sixth, Brooklyn in seventh. And the lead over Miami, who is in eighth, is just a game and a half right now. The Pistons are three full games inside the playoffs ahead of Orlando. Now, just to throw this one on your docket for now, the new biggest game of the season is coming up, and I know it's kind of comical because I come up with a new one every few weeks, but the new biggest game of the season will be a week from today on Thursday at home against Orlando. Win that one, and regardless of really what happens in these next few games, you're going to be in pretty good shape. The Pistons still have a 96% chance of making the playoffs, according to 538.com. Now, looking ahead to the Eastern Conference, looking up in the standings, the 76ers, by the way, big win against Boston on Wednesday night in a game I watched. They are three games ahead of Indiana right now, so the dream of playing Indiana in the first round is basically dead. Looks like the Sixers are going to hold on to that three spot, and Indiana going to fall into the 4-5 matchup, probably with Boston. Most definitely with Boston, actually. And then, Philly's going to be the three. Toronto, probably the two, although they're only two games behind Milwaukee right now. So not a certainty that Milwaukee will even hold on to that one seed, although we assume that they will win when they need to here in these last couple weeks and get themselves the one seed. But a little bit of drama there at the top. But as for Phoenix and Detroit tonight, the Suns will not have T.J. Warren, Tyler Johnson, Kelly Oubre, and possibly Rashawn Holmes as well. A lot of their veteran guys. I mean, they're playing babies. They're playing the young guys. You know, Dragan Bender's starting, Mikal Bridges. You got, obviously, Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton. They're two top cornerstones for the future of their franchise. I saw these guys play in person in Portland about a week ago. Now I'm just mostly just drinking and enjoying the people watching in Portland, not going to lie. But the Blazers really handled business in that one, made it easy against Phoenix. And we'll see if the Pistons are up to that challenge tonight. Locally, interesting things to watch include Josh Jackson, a Detroiter who is now in his second year. He got fined by the team about $20,000 recently for missing an autograph session at a grocery store. And then general manager James Jones went instead and started buying beer for random people. It was a Deadspin story that you should check out if my incomplete recollection of those events got you piqued your interest a little bit there. But that turned into a bit of a black eye for the franchise, as you would imagine. Now, Josh Jackson who left Detroit Consortium to go play at Prolific Prep in California for, I believe, maybe just the last year, 1 year of his high school experience, and then went on to play a one-and-done guy over at Kansas. After that, he's writing a monthly diary at ESPN.com for their microsite, The Undefeated. Really, I've read over it. It's nothing too illuminating in there. And he's having a disappointing year, too. He's getting 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. Averages that are lower than his rookie season. He really had a strong last third of his rookie season last year. Played well, had a lot of momentum coming into this year, and really struggled and has struggled most of the season. He had a nice stretch of games early in February where he was scoring a lot despite the fact that the Suns, just like all season long, were losing. I'm not really a big Josh Jackson guy. I didn't see what others did in him, and just people that I talked to around the Detroit and Michigan high school basketball scene, AAU scene, just weren't really high on Josh Jackson as far as an NBA cornerstone type of player for a guy you want to build your franchise around. Now, lately, he's scoring a little bit more. He's had 19 and 18 points respectively in his last 2 games, and he's had 3 straight games in double digits scoring after 4 games below 10 points before that. So now, he's up and down. He's out of the starting lineup for first-year coach Igor Kokoskov, a former Pistons assistant, by the way. And, of course, we'll be keeping a close eye on Josh Jackson. I guess as close of an eye as you keep on Phoenix Suns players. Such an irrelevant team right now as things are. A team in turmoil, really. Owner Robert Sarver is basically considered one of the worst owners in sports and just kind of an embarrassment and a black eye in and of itself. DeAndre Ayton, the rookie, he's getting 16 and 10 a game right now. Him and Booker both had 25 points apiece in a loss to the Chicago Bulls the other day. But, Pistons obviously expected to win this game. 7-point favorites on the road, and they need this one. It feels pretty big, especially with what's ahead in the quick turnarounds to play at Portland, to play at Golden State, and then to play at Denver before the big one at home next week against Orlando. But 12 games to go, and this is crunch time. Let's see if the Pistons can secure their really strong stranglehold that they have on a playoff spot right now. But not only that, maybe work their way up to getting that 6th spot in the Eastern Conference. And it looks like that's going to be probably what happens if you were a betting man. And really not all that bad. You get to go up against Joel Embiid, exercise some of those demons, although I'm sure there's some of you who are looking at that Toronto matchup and thinking that might be a better one. I don't know. I'm dubious that they would beat either Philly or Toronto. But I don't know. Just go play Philly. Go play, get rid of that Joel Embiid issue with Andre Drummond. Have a strong series against one of the top teams in the league. And who knows, maybe catch them on some injuries, catch them on some bad nights, and try to get a win or 2 or 3 or beat them. Why not do that, right? So up next, we're going to talk about some of the players to watch in the NCAA tournament. But you can get Locked On Pistons on the brand new podcasting app, Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the other places we've talked about in the past. And also, as I've been saying, when you get in your car, go ahead and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Pistons.
Yes, sir!
A little bit later on, I'm going to tell you about some NCAA tournament players to watch that could be second-round sleepers for the Pistons. And it's interesting because some of these guys are some of the top scorers of some of the top teams in the field. But first, in case you haven't heard, the NCAA tournament starts today. Of course, we got some local interest, and just so you're planning out when to skip out of work or take a late lunch or something like that, it will be Michigan State taking on Bradley today at 2:45. That's in Des Moines. Also in Des Moines are the Michigan Wolverines tonight, 9:20 on TNT. They're taking on Montana. A couple of 2:15 matchups there. So the Spartans will be on CBS, by the way. The Michigan game will be during the Pistons game, which starts at 10 o'clock, so hate to see that. But it is officially draft season, and it has been for a while, as hopefully you've been studying a little bit of college basketball. But the Pistons will not get Zion. Sorry to report that. But it's interesting to note that nothing out west, when looking at the Pistons' draft order, whatever happens in the Western Conference likely will not impact the Pistons. They're stuck in between the playoff teams and the non-playoff teams for the West in terms of record, so there's a big gap there. So how they finish for their playoff seeding should be exactly how it shakes down as far as the draft order in accordance to those Eastern Conference teams as well. For now, that means the Pistons will be picking at number 17 in the draft, which is a really good guess as where they're going to end up, especially if they get that 6th seed in the Eastern Conference. Well, 17th pick, what does that mean? Well, let's take a look at the team history first. The last time the Pistons picked 17th was in 1980, and they drafted current Cavaliers coach Larry Drew out of Mizzou. They also picked 17th another time in 1972 and picked Chris Ford out of Villanova. And we know that Chris Ford was a Boston Celtics coach, among other stops in his NBA head coaching career. So the one thing we know about the Pistons, if they do end up picking at 17, is that that player will definitely become an NBA head coach someday. So that's all we know for sure. But I think as far as the 17th pick, the first place, and I want to give some a little bit of flavor in terms of some a couple bigs and maybe some more wings and then a couple of point guards that I'm really high on as well. But I think the first place to start when studying about the mid-teens, late-teens position that the Pistons will be on is watching John Calipari's Kentucky team. And that's because you have three guys, different flavors on all of them, but three guys that could be right around that spot that the Pistons will be looking at. Keldon Johnson is a guard. He's been struggling lately, but he might be a late lottery guy who could slide. They've got a center that I really like in PJ Washington. He can shoot it. He's undersized, but I kind of like his fit in Detroit, maybe backing up Andre Drummond going forward. Not crazy about bringing Zaza Pachulia back. I feel like he's looked very old during the second half of the season. It becomes an issue when you just really can't go up and get any rebound. You know, he's in position a lot of times, but the lack of athleticism is something that's really hurt him late in this season as well. Also for Kentucky, Tyler Herro, an elite shooter, another guy to watch kind of on the wing for the Wildcats. Kentucky plays tonight at 7:10 in a 2:15 matchup against Abilene Christian, and here's guessing that you'll probably have multiple chances to watch the Kentucky Wildcats this NCAA tournament season. Up next, we're going to go to the Zags. Gonzaga's Brandon Clark, another big. That would be a great pick for the Pistons at 17. A big that can play a lot of defense, a little bit of crossover with Thon Maker in a lot of ways, but probably better than Thon. I'm not sold on Thon Maker long-term by any means. I still like the trade for Stanley Johnson. I still think it could work with Thon long-term in Detroit. Really like his effort, obviously. But Clark could be an elite defensive player and has very, very much scored consistently for Mark Few's team this year. Again, a one seed. You're going to have plenty of chances to see Gonzaga and Brandon Clark these next few weeks. They play tonight at 7:30 against Farley Dickinson. So check that one out if you want to scout some players. Some wings to watch in the NCAA tournament. How about Talon Horton Tucker of Utah State? I have not seen him play this year, but apparently a very good defensive player with maybe some offensive inabilities right now that could get cleaned up in time. Playing against the hated Ohio State Buckeyes. That'll be a late game on Friday. Another guy to watch that I'm really intrigued with and have liked so far when I've seen him is Grant Williams at Tennessee, another wing who could maybe be a little bit of a stretch for as well. Really good player, not a great athlete, but solid all the way around. The Vols play Colgate tomorrow at 2:45. How about Nikhil Alexander Walker of Virginia Tech, a skinny guy, which could be somewhat of a concern for NBA teams, but just a great scorer for the Hokies, a great three-point shooter as well. A prospect that I'm really interested in, a guy that I think Pistons fans should start having their eyes on as well. He's going to play with the Hokies tomorrow night late against SLU, St. Louis, which features leading scorer Javon Bess. Who's Javon Bess? You remember Javon Bess. He made the Final Four with Michigan State as a freshman before transferring to SLU, getting more minutes for Travis Ford, and becoming more of an impact player for the Billikens at St. Louis University. And how about some point guards to watch? Obviously, Reggie Jackson will be going into his final year of his contract next year, finally. And although the way he's been playing lately, you might consider re-upping with Reggie down the road for a lower number AAV, but we will see how that shakes out. But certainly the Pistons, with Ish Smith approaching free agency this summer, should start thinking about revamping the point guard position a little bit, probably the number one need for the Pistons, in addition to stockpiling as many wings as possible, like every team in the league is trying to do. But how about Coby White of North Carolina and rival point guard Trey Jones of Duke? White, now he might be more of a combo guard, but he's got a lot more upside. Mixed reviews on if White will be available. A lot of places see that he's more of a mid-lottery pick that might not be available at 17, so he might be gone. And while you're watching Coby White in North Carolina, you want to check out Nasir Little, the freshman phenom that came in highly rated as a recruit for Roy Williams this year, but has not lived up to the hype, played off the bench most of this year, but projects as a very good defensive player, although the alarming lack of production for his freshman year might give some teams some pause. But he probably, again, this is another guy who probably won't fall to the Pistons at 17. The Tar Heels will play tomorrow late against Ionia in a 1 versus 16 matchup. Now, like I said, the rival of North Carolina, Duke, they've got the top of the lottery guys that we all know about, Zion Williamson and Cam Reddish and R.J. Barrett as well. So those are guys that are probably going to fall in the top 5, maybe 6. In Cam Reddish's case, if he falls into the low single digits, but certainly guys that won't be available at 17. But how about Trey Jones? He's probably the 4th Duke member that'll get drafted. He's the brother of Tyus Jones of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And like I said, should be plenty of chances to see Duke starting tomorrow with a primetime game, 7:10 p.m. against North Dakota State University, a 1 versus 16 matchup there. Trey Jones, an elite defensive player, a leader, a glue guy, all the cliches that you like to hear about your point guards, someone that certainly fits that bill and someone that could play for a long time in the NBA as an important part and a cornerstone of a franchise as well. So really, I mean, yes, this isn't the strongest draft. We know that the top 5, when you're talking about those 3 Duke guys, you maybe if you throw Darius Garland of Vanderbilt into that group, and maybe Jarrett Culver of Texas Tech into that group as well, and depending on how you feel about some of the other prospects. After that, it gets pretty lean, but there are some players to be found, and I want you guys to watch some of those players. Let me know what you think as the tournament rolls on, and just kind of let me know. Give me your scouting report. You can call the Google Voice line, 810-666-1546. Let me know what you think about those guys. Keep your messages to under 2 minutes on that voicemail box. Give your name and location as well. But also remember, to get this show every day, subscribe to the Locked On Pistons feed on the new Himalaya podcast app. We got a partnership with them, so do me a favor and I'll at least check it out. See what you think about the Himalaya podcast app. In an ever-expanding podcast world, you need Himalaya with their personally curated playlists and new features every day. Download Himalaya at your app store and subscribe to the Locked On Pistons podcast. Up next, I got some second round sleepers for you to watch in the tournament. That's next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. All right, and I got some gunners that I like as sleepers, players that you might look at in the second round if you're the Detroit Pistons. Obviously, if you're scoring this much at the college level and these guys for major college conferences, you could have that NBA skill of scoring, which you need to be able to do to stay on the court. We'll see if guys like Bruce Brown are able to add that to their games, which is tougher to do. I mean, it's something that you don't want to be learning how to score the ball at the NBA level. So starting with that basis of scoring is a good positive thing. Let's start with Carson Edwards of Purdue. Michigan and Michigan State, Big Ten fans already very familiar with him. A junior for Matt Painter, getting 23 points a game. Not a great outside shooter and very streaky, but definitely a guy who gets buckets. The Boilermakers play Old Dominion tonight late, so check that one out. Now, with the first round, the best game to watch might be Marquette and Murray State. You've probably heard about John Morant of Murray State, the point guard. He'll be gone before the Pistons pick. But how about Marcus Howard of Marquette, getting 25 points a game for Steve Wojciechowski, the former Duke player, for the coach now in Marquette and Milwaukee. That might be the game of the first round. You don't want to miss that one. That's today at 4:30. Howard is a 5'11 little scoring guard, but really fun to watch. Just a nice player and entertaining, even if you're not agreeing with me that he might be worth a second-round look for the Pistons. And how about Admiral Schofield of Tennessee, 6'6", nice body, scores quite a bit for Rick Barnes and the Volunteers as well. Just another guy to watch when you're scouting Grant Williams and the Tennessee Vols this year. This would be my guy to draft in the second round. As of right now, the Vols, like I said, play against Colgate tomorrow at 2:45. So, like I said, right now, gun to my head, and please don't put a gun to my head, when we're just talking draft here, just talking hoops. Give me Trey Jones of Duke in the first round and Admiral Schofield of Tennessee in the second round, and we'll be good to go right there. Again, that opinion obviously subject to change as the June draft gets a little bit closer. But I wanted to throw you guys my predictions for the NCAA tournament as well. My final four is Duke and Gonzaga knocking off Michigan State, Duke over Michigan State in the Elite Eight. But the Spartans get there, which is a nice run for them. Michigan, I'm going to have them losing in the Sweet 16 to Texas Tech, the 3 seed there, and Gonzaga eventually beating Texas Tech to move on to the Final Four. That South bracket is weak, but give me Tennessee out of there. And I'll take Kansas in the Midwest. Bill Self bounces back with those guys after a strange season. I also have a half a mind to pick the Buffalo Bulls out of the Mid-American Conference for a long run as well. So if you're looking for a big upset pick, you might want to pick the Bulls out of Buffalo. But give me Duke over Kansas in the final. A boring pick, but it's Zion Williamson. We expect the dominance of the college hoops level to continue for good old Zion, who's going to make some NBA team and NBA fan base this summer very happy. And we'll see how his career shakes out, and we'll see how the Pistons fans who wanted the team to tank and get that 6% chance of getting Zion Williamson, how those guys like to gloat. I'm sure that they will enjoy his rookie season and his long and what should be a fine NBA career going forward, and we'll see how that all shakes out. But thanks for listening, and remember that you can subscribe to this show on the new Himalaya podcast app, as well as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. And when you get in your car, go ahead and tell your smart device to play podcast Locked on Pistons. This is your host, Matt Shook, saying, hey, enjoy the Pistons game tonight against Phoenix. Get two TVs going. Watch Michigan on the other TV. Enjoy the NCAA tournament and March Madness, one of the more wonderful times of the year. For a basketball fan, I'm going to find some bar probably here in downtown Detroit, and hopefully no work comes my way, and I kind of tune everything else out. Watch a wonderful day of NCAA tournament action, just like I did as a kid, and just like hopefully some of you guys have done throughout your lives as well. But thanks for listening to the show, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Looking ahead to the weekend, wrapping up the Suns game, and just talking Pistons here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Thanks for listening, everyone.